Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditation. Today we will focus on increasing self-worth. First, we need to understand what is self-worth and why we need self-worth so that we can increase it. Primarily, when we have to meditate, one of the most important aspects that we need to focus on, necessary aspects, I would call it, is to have a sense of discipline. The reason why we need to have this sense of discipline is because it's only when we have the discipline will we be able to devote a particular amount of time at the same time every day. Every day, same time, we will be able to devote. There are certain extraneous circumstances where you arrive very late in the night because of work, not because you partied, but because you worked and you're very tired and you could wake up. Those are extraneous circumstances. But otherwise, waking up at the same time every day, inculcating the sense of discipline, for that, you need to have some amount of self-worth. Why would you want to wake up at that time every day? It's because you committed to yourself that you have to meditate at this time. Whatever activity you do, whether you're meditating, whether you are driving, whether you are riding a two-wheeler, whether you are writing an email to somebody, whether you are sending a WhatsApp message to somebody, whatever communication you do, you are going to set a standard. You are going to set a standard. This standard is not to demonstrate to anybody anything, but this standard necessarily will build your self-worth because you are not going to type in any other way. You decide what is the standard of communication, and based on that standard of communication, you're going to type your words. So that amounts to self-worth. The same thing, whatever you do. If you're eating, you're going to eat a particular kind of food. You're not just going to settle to eat whatever people offer you. You decide what is beneficial for your body and you are going to eat that kind of food. That amounts to self-worth. So to do any kind of practice, you need self-worth. And the practice itself will enhance your self-worth. And it's only with self-worth that you can go to the next step, that is building your self-confidence. And that's when you develop self-trust. You trust whatever is coming to you. You know, when you get inner guidance, most of the people, they are not able to trust the inner guidance. They don't know whether it is the mind that is working or whether it is the divine voice, the inner voice that is communicating to them. Right? So we have to decide. So if you have to decide, or if you have to be sure of which voice is coming, it can only happen because you have the self-confidence and self-trust. And that's how we operate. So whatever you do, you need to operate with self-confidence, with self-worth, and self-trust. And that's when you will develop self-love. That's when you will love yourself for what you're doing, because you are not going to compromise on any decision-making. You're not going to make loose statements. You mean what you say. And then there is a certain value that you generate of yourself. And when you value yourself, you value others. And when you value others, then people respect you because your aura is such that people begin to believe what you say. And they get to know you. When they get to know you, they know that when you make a commitment, you're not going to fall back on your commitment. So these factors are extremely important. And these form the foundation for any practice, even for meditation. These form the foundation for meditation. Now, in our forum at Nagarjuna Meditation, we are only talking about human development. We are not talking only about meditation. We are talking about good health, good physical health, good mental health, good emotional health. And if you want, if you are seeking peace, solace, you're seeking contentment, then you need to start with developing your self-worth. All right? If you make a commitment, you have to stand by it. If you make a statement, you have to stand by it. And that's what builds your self-worth. And then you will see that people begin to approach you only for one reason, that you are dependable. They approach you only because you are dependable. And that should be the reason why you would do everything, because you are dependable, you are trustworthy. And it's a huge value. And this is how you attain your health. You attain your health when you stand your commitment. You attain your health when you do not make a statement that you do not believe in. You do not make a statement that you cannot keep up. You would be straight on the face, I can't do this. And that's what, and this is how slowly, step by step, you develop your self-worth, and that's where you develop all your health. When people come to us with symptoms like symptoms in the excretory organs, like hemorrhoids or anal fistula, or maybe uterine problems or urinary problems, we are necessarily asking them to reflect. You let yourself down, and now you're feeling like you're losing control. You want to control, and one leads to the other. But to put it in a nutshell, you are simply falling out of your self-worth. You're not valuing yourself. You're fighting. You're quarreling. You're not. So that amounts to maintaining your self-worth. So let's now focus on a few things that can improve our self-worth. First, your sitting posture. How are you sitting? When you are carrying low self-worth, then it becomes difficult for you to sit straight. So do not use the backrest of your chair. You can just come a little forward from your chair and sit straight. You can push your lower back forward, push your upper back a little, your shoulders a little back, so that your neck, your head and your body, all of them are in the straight line. Sit like this for a considerable period of time. Just observe the body and just focus on the body. Your body will become absolutely still like a cobra. Your mind will become absolutely still. You are in such a posture where you push your lower back forward, pull the shoulders backward. And the moment you come into this posture where you are sturdy but not stiff, your body is just being and your mind just relaxes. This is the best posture for you to stay in meditation, because without effort your mind will be at ease. Slowly open your eyes. And tell me, how many of you felt calm in the mind? How many of you had a racing mind? How many of you had a racing mind? First, let's see a show of hands. It's all right. I'm not asking you to be experts. But how many of you had a racing hand? Okay. Right. How many of you had the mind calm down? Can you show of hands, please? Right. Now I want to ask you, how many of you felt it fine? Thank you. How many of you felt it difficult, challenging to maintain the posture? How many of you felt this lower, there was a strain in the lower back? No one? That's amazing. All right, so this is the first step, is to maintain the correct posture. So when you are sitting in meditation, it's absolutely important for you to maintain the correct posture. This is the correct posture. Push your lower back forward and pull your shoulders back. And the moment you assume this posture, which looks like a cobra which has raised its hood, your mind is just blank. This focus and attention is beautiful. So this is one of the first things that you need to follow. The second thing is that you need to have proper breathing, which means that your breathing should be effortless. You don't have to take long breaths. The moment the thoughts reduce, the breath will become long and slow. So you don't have to control your breathing. You just have to stay in the posture, and the eyes have to be either pointed downward, your eyes are looking downward with your eyelids closed, or your eyes are fixated at the brow center with your eyelids closed. Either ways are all right. So you can do these three things. Number one is to maintain the right posture. Number two is to breathe normally without extending your breath artificially. And the third is to position your eyeballs either downward or at the brow center. Either ways, your eyelids are closed. Let's do this for a few minutes. Now add another dimension. Every time you draw your breath, take the mind's focus to the brow center. The eyes may follow the breath or eyes may be oriented downwards. Just focus your mind's attention on the brow center. Open your eyes, please. How many of you were able to just observe without having a clutter of thoughts? How many of you were able to observe and have a clutter of thoughts? Okay. How many of you were not able to observe at all, just had a clutter of thoughts? Anyone who had simply had a clutter of thoughts and was not able to observe? Right. So these three simple practices. Now let us do the maypole meditation with these faculties. One is you're going to sit straight, push your lower back forward, push your shoulders backward, keep your eyeballs either focused, fixated on the brow center or downward, and you're going to focus your mind's attention at the brow center and listen to the agar, to the maypole meditation and practice as the instructions flow through. All right, so let us begin. You're just going to observe everything from the brow center. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms and with fingers extended. Think, imagine, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can imagine any name and form in the place of the sphere, which represents your higher consciousness. in your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask the higher consciousness to send through its ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative experiences, negative memories that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now ask the higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or blame or disappointment towards your parents. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. So I just want to know from you as a raise of hands, was this maypole meditation different? Did it feel different from the other days when we did? How many of you felt it is different from the other days when you do your meditations? Right. How many of you felt that it was the same as every time? All right. So I want to know from any one of you who felt it was the same as every single time. Can you please tell me whether you are calm or did it not make any difference to you? How was it? What do you mean by it was the same? Can one of you unmute?
Doctor, maybe I can.
Yeah, please, please.
Yeah, I felt the same because I was able to concentrate and feel connected. I did not see much difference because I think the posture, I was able to maintain the same way which you instructed in the beginning today. Earlier also, I was maintaining the same posture. I'm not sure if I felt any different or not.
Right. Okay, good. All right. And so those who felt that it was different, which one of you felt, why was it different? Can any one of you just unmute? What was different?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, doctor.
It was more calm and could feel the depth of meditation.
Okay, what was different today in what you did?
Mind was more calm.
No, but what was different? What happened that the mind was more calm today? Was it your posture? What was it? Was it the eye position? What was different?
It was eye position, sir.
It was eye position. So earlier, was your eye position straight?
It was down.
It was down. And this time you took it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Focus.
focused on the Bro Center.
Yes, sir.
Right. There were several of you who did answer neither this nor that. So what was it like? Many of you did not answer. Yes, Shailaja ji.
Doc, in my case, I did not want to come out of the state where I was.
Okay. Good. So we usually disturb people because this session cannot go on forever. So I have to pull you out of your state, so that, because this is only a teaser, but you have to do your continuous meditation. So I'm going to give you teasers. I'm going to give you practices. When you apply them, it will take you deeper into your state of meditation. See, the whole objective of meditation, I keep listening to this more often, more and more often. People want to do meditation to calm their mind. All right? Meditation is not to calm your mind. For that, you can probably listen to some music. You can go for a walk. You can look at some greenery. You can probably go on a drive. That's what can make your mind calm. Meditation is to merge with the self, which means that you are going to put the mind aside. All these days you think that the mind is you. Without a thought, you cannot exist. Thinking feels familiar. And all these days, that's what you've been listening to. That's the voice you've been listening to. But when you focus on the Bro Center, or the eyes are focused, and then you are maintaining a particular posture, and the mind calms. The mind just becomes your servant. It's like you drop a kerchief. It just gets dropped. And then for these 45 minutes, you are not going to invoke the mind only to use it. Use it to understand what is being told. You're not going to listen to the mind. This is the reason why we maintain a posture, so that you just connect back to your own divine self. And when that happens, and that's when you just don't want to come out of that state, because that state is so peaceful. This is how one needs to meditate. It's to get back to the divine self. And in that state of awareness, all that needs to happen will happen. There is no effort from your side. So every day when you do your meditation, we sit in meditation. These are practices for preparation. What we are doing are practices for preparation. So these are, we call them meditations, but actually these are what we call as kriyas, which means that these are practices to prepare for meditation. So when you go on practicing with a sense of discipline, then one fine day when you're least expecting it, you sit in meditation, you sit in the posture, the right posture, and suddenly, out of divine grace, you're just lifted off the mind. And for extended periods of time, maybe an hour or more, you just will be in that awareness where your body awareness becomes low, your surrounding awareness becomes low, and you simply sit in meditation. It happens when divine grace finds you ripe for that experience. You can't want it. It will happen when it finds you ripe for the experience. It's like a mango which is ripe falls off the tree. Similarly, when you are ripe for the experience will happen to you. This is how you need to meditate. This is how you need to practice. Practice, 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 until that day comes when you are just ripe and meditation happens. Do you have any questions? Are there any questions? Right. So everything starts with the posture. Everything starts with sitting straight, pushing your lower back forward, pulling your shoulders back, keeping the neck, your head, and your body in a straight line. And when you're maintaining, when you are in the straight line, and then you focus your mind's attention on the brow center. And relax, but be alert. Don't be careless. The mind will still take over. It can still take over. So you got to be alert. Every breath you take, you just watch the brow center with the mind's eye. And when you do this practice, your mind will just slow down. Your breath will slow down. You will breathe fewer times in a minute. Your body still maintains the alertness, maintains the straight posture, lower back pushed forward, up shoulders pulled backwards, head, neck, and body in a straight line. When you do this, then you actually begin to enjoy your meditation. Otherwise, it's an effort. It'll be an effort for you. You have to sit and concentrate, and you have to clock, you have to put a timer, and you struggle to finish that time. All that happens when your posture is not proper. So the first thing that you do is to correct your posture so that you can sit in meditation. So every morning you do this kriya, the maypole and the cosmic tree. You do these kriyas. Don't make it a facade. Don't make it a ritual. Please engage with it. And that's when everything becomes good. It's only when you, I remember my son, he was listening to a particular song, and he was listening to it so intensely that he heard some words being spoken in the background. He said, "I hear these words." It was so intensely he was listening, so he was able to pick up. It's only after him telling us that we paid attention and we said, "Oh yes, what he's saying is right. There are a few words that are being said here, which otherwise don't seem to be evident." So paying attention to what you're doing will get you into the details of everything. This paying attention is so important, is very, very important. Otherwise, your meditation is simply a facade. So every single breath you take, pay attention. Every single out-breath, every single in-breath, pay attention. When you pay attention while breathing, you will hear the divine voice. There will be communication from the divine, which is your own higher self. And you will start receiving the messages. You just have to pay attention. But you can't want it. The moment you feel that I'm not hearing anything, you lost it. It simply is that you haven't reached that state of subtlety. It's only when you reach the state of subtlety, you'll get it. Everyone, there is no chosen one. Each one of you is a chosen one. It's only when you reach that state of subtlety, you will be able to listen to the divine voice, to the inner voice. It's everyone's right to listen to the inner voice, but most of us do not invoke this right to listen to the inner voice. We want somebody else to do it for us. So please, focus on this inner voice. Focus on just paying attention to the breath. Now let us just try this focusing attention on your breath. Sit straight, push your lower back forward, pull the shoulders backward, focus your mind's attention on the brow center, and your eyeballs either locked at the brow center or downward with eyelids closed. And just pay attention to every single breath that is going in and coming out. Do not control your breathing. Let it be normal. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes. How many of you still felt it was the same? Anyone still feeling it was the same? And how many of you felt there was a change this time? How many of you felt it was different?
Ji, namaste ji.
Namaste.
Tamil la pesalama?
Pesungo, but most of the morning.
Actually, நானே ஆட்டோஃபிலிங் மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் நிறைய பண்ணியிருக்கேன். நீங்கள் இந்த பொசிஷன் காலை வச்சுட்டு முன்னாடி வந்து உட்காந்தோடனே இன்னும் ரொம்ப நல்லா ரிலாக்ஸ் பண்ண முடியறது, கான்சென்ட்ரேட் பண்ணி பண்ண முடியறது. மெடிடேஷன் வாஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல் அண்ட் ஆசம். டைம் போனதே தெரியல, 6:30 ஆரம்பித்தோம், நியர்லி 40 minutes போனதே தெரியலப்பா. நல்லா இருந்தது, தேங்க்யூப்பா.
தேங்க்யூ. So I'm just going to translate this for you. And what she said was that she's been meditating for a number of years, and just the shift in the posture, maintain this posture, she was able to concentrate better, and she didn't realize how quickly 45 minutes have passed. And that's what she says. So how many of you, apart from her, how many of you felt that this was different? Okay, anyone else? All right, looks like people have probably lost themselves into their divine selves. Fine, it's a good thing. So now I would want you to, this is a homework for all of you. I want you to do this for this next week. We are going to maintain this posture and see how your meditations went. Were you able to breathe? Were you able to sit in meditation for longer? Was it deeper? So what it was is something that we would like to explore. So let's connect next week and just give an update of what your meditation was like. All right? So we'll just see whether your meditation was deeper, whether it was longer, and was there something else? Did something else happen? Let's have a feedback next week. So thank you so much for attending today. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead. Let's connect again next week. Until then, namaskaram.